You see two?
You see two?
What does that mean?
Mommy has two babies in her belly.
Do you see one and two right here? Yeah.
It's twins.
Mommy's having twins, at least. Yeah,
Hendrix.
Has two babies in
her. Two babies are growing in her belly.
Can you believe
it? I told you.
Welcome back to Hot Marriage, Cool Parents.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much. Biggest news ever.
Unbelievable.
We're pregnant with twins.
Unbelievable.
I think Doug is still recovering from the shock of it.
You know, if you haven't seen the YouTube video yet, there is a moment in there where I walk in and I go, are those two little dots the baby? Not even realizing what I was looking at until it all hit me.
Yeah, and I was trying to surprise him because I was like, first of all, just let's back up a little bit. So we go to get the first ultrasound, which really isn't through a doctor. It's through this amazing woman, Bree. She has a clinic called Hello My Baby 3D, and she just goes to show you the baby, you know, like us moms want to see the baby more than just once our pregnancy. Like, it's just nice. And so
it's pretty remarkable because when you're later in the pregnancy, she can actually take that 3D image and you can see facial features.
Yeah.
Like, it looks pretty like bizarre when you see the facial feature and then you see your baby next to, like, it's pretty
and you can
wild.
See, you're like, oh, that is the nose. Like, oh my gosh, that's my baby from inside.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like, I just wanted to go there and just see it if I could, because why not? And I knew it was so early. I mean, I was 5 weeks pregnant at our very first ultrasound that we went to. I knew that there definitely wouldn't be a heartbeat. You don't have a heartbeat at 5 weeks. But I still just wanted to see, like, I didn't want to get my hopes up, essentially. And so we didn't want the kids to like even know about it yet until for sure if there was a heartbeat or something. And so anyways, we go in and Doug had to pick up Hendrix. Our appointment was at noon and Hendrix had to be picked up from school at noon. So inevitably Doug couldn't like pick him up and then also get to the appointment.
I was about 15 minutes late.
Yeah. So he like, you know, came about 15 minutes later, but I didn't want to keep the sweet lady Bree waiting because I knew she had another appointment and she was really kind and offered. She's like, do you want to wait till your husband gets here? And I was like, no, we'll go. I mean, this is a third baby. Like, it's fine.
She's the sweetest woman in the world.
Yeah. She's very, very patient and very, very kind. But I didn't want to like take advantage of that or her. I was like, no, we'll just go. It's fine. Like, it's just a third baby. Like, there's not even going to be a heartbeat. Like, it's fine. And then when it didn't take long for her to find it. And she was like, I don't know.
She said, I see two sacks.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, like twins?
Yeah.
Like, what? And you then I saw it myself. Out. Like, the TV is right there in front of you. And I was like, I'm not an idiot. I can see it, but I like couldn't even believe it. Like, my brain couldn't even fathom it. Like, I literally thought at one point in the video, I said, I feel like I have to hold on to something. Like, I thought I was falling. I was so shocked. And then immediately I felt like a jerk. Like, my husband wasn't there. I was like, how could I have done this without my husband? I just was not expecting that. And so I was like, oh no, like my husband doesn't like.
It was cool either way.
No,
honestly.
I'm like still kicking myself that you weren't there.
It would have been okay, but it's also fun for me, like the way that it happened, to figure it out, you know, because like you knew, I like being surprised. I'm not really surprised that often.
Right. Which is why I was then like, okay. I was telling her immediately, like, we love surprises.
Yeah.
Hence why we surprise you. And like, you listening, we love surprising you. And I love that you like get into it with us and like follow the Easter egg hunts and like, you know what I mean? Like the little hints that we're dropping for you. Like, we absolutely love that. Like, it's just fun. Like, life's too short not to do that.
Yeah.
And so immediately I was like, okay, I have to surprise my husband. Like, I have to find a way to surprise my husband. And it just all happened so fast. And I was sick. I mean, 5 weeks, I was like already sick and tired and just, it was all happening so fast. I'm like, I have to think fast on my feet. And like,
if you really wanted to surprise me, you should have turned off all the video
monitors. I know,
monitors.
But I wasn't thinking fast enough. Like, you guys got there and I'm like pulling up my pants and then you guys are inside the room and I'm like, oh golly. Like, and then you see the screen. I didn't know it was still on the screen. Like, it wasn't on the big TV, or was it? No, it wasn't.
There was a still image on the small little computer monitor.
She turned it off like the big TV.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, we're going to pretend like, you know, you have a zero time because, you know, and that we have to go. And I was just going to wait for Doug to come back to the next one.
I made a joke too. When I looked and I go, oh, so those two sacks there, those are twins, right?
You did?
Like, that was a joke. Like, that, I was just saying that, like, jokingly.
Oh, I don't think I even caught that.
Yeah, like, because you were down sitting with Hendrix. Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, so those two sacks, those are twins, right? And not even putting it together.
Poor Bree, this poor woman.
And I look over at Jamie, and no one said anything. So that's why I look over at you. I was like, what?
Yeah,
and then I look back at Brie, and she's just like, it's still early. She didn't want to be the one to tell me.
She was so sweet because I told her, don't say anything. Like, I want to surprise my husband. I'm going to pretend like it's just one.
She was trying so hard.
You know, like, I was obviously crying, but I'm like, he would know I would be crying over one anyways. Like, it's not, like, it's okay. And I was, and so poor Brie was stuck in the middle, like, she told me not to tell him, but he's clearly seeing it. And so then she's like, what do I say? Like, it was poor Brie. She was amazing.
So the feeling, though, was that, like, I was just happy for one. And, you know, I don't want to go down a wrong path, but when you suffer losses, there's always this nervousness.
Yes.
There's this tension. There's this apprehension to see the ultrasound because, you know, we've gone down that road a couple times.
Which is why I wanted to see it so early. Like, I didn't want to have to wait for my first doctor's appointment because, like, it's just, I'm like, I just want to know now if it's viable or not. Like, I don't want to have to be excited for this or, like, scared to be excited. I just wanted to know now, like, as fast as I could, is this a viable pregnancy or not? Like, I'm not going to get my hopes up because we've had many experiences of, you know, early loss, and you get your hopes up because how can you not? Like, you're so excited, and then you get them
smashed.
And
after waiting so long, and, you know, just to be there. And it was, it was such a happy moment.
It really was. Yeah. And so, so that was, you know, our very first ultrasound, and then Doug figured it out himself because he's too smart. He saw the two dots, and then she's like, get back on the table and like show him. And I was like, I wanted to surprise him.
I know. But, and so the next appointment's going to be, hopefully, if we hear heartbeats.
Yes.
So that's, you know, going
to
be,
that was really scary another tense leading moment up to that, because it's like, of course you know, you want to make sure there's then now two heartbeats, and it's not abnormal for there to be two sacs and only one. And like they call it a vanishing twin when, like, you see the two sacs and then one just kind of disappears. And
what happens to it?
Your body just kind of
dissolves it.
Yeah, because it's not viable. And honestly, you know, I've been just praying from the very beginning that God's will is done, because I even kind of stopped. Like, I was taking my prenatals. You know, you're supposed to take your prenatals while you're trying. And I just had that chat with Jessica. And if you didn't hear about how, like, this miraculously happened, I mean, it's just wild. I think it's a couple episodes back, or maybe it's just the last episode.
I told the story too.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty wild. Our friend Jessica came over and told us she had a word from God that to give him all the glory. And then literally that next month I was pregnant
with twins,
just like knocked my socks off. I'm like starting to read the Bible a little more, and I'm like, I should probably be giving God all the glory. I mean, I'm definitely giving God all the glory. I mean, it's just like, but needless to say, like, when she said that, I stopped taking all of the supplements, and we like didn't have Mucinex or use pre-seed or the only thing we did was we did hold my legs up afterwards, because that was just but like, we didn't go out of our way. And I even stopped taking the prenatal. Like, I was just done with like all the supplements and all the things. And I was like, whatever, like, which I was rebelling a little bit, but I was also like, I'm going to trust God. And then if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to be mad at myself, and I'm just going to, it's going to be fine. And then I started to, even like on this podcast, I started to a little bit think, maybe I am supposed to only have two. I mean, I don't understand that, because my heart tells me that is not what I'm like. My heart was longing for these babies, and like, why would I be longing for them if I was only supposed to have two, you know? Like, it's like my body told me that I was supposed to keep trying. So anyways, then I felt really bad because I wasn't taking the prenatals. Like, and then I was like, crap, like, I gotta be taking my prenatals. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, ugh.
So much to think about.
Yes. But, so speaking of twins, well, first of all, we want to give a big shout out to our 5-star reviewer. We, as you know, absolutely love you. And thank you so much for leaving 5-star reviews. They mean the whole wide world to us.
And all your messages and prayers.
Oh,
and thoughts.
Oh my gosh. It's been amazing. I could talk all day about how thankful I am for you. Like, I can't even begin to describe you know, coming from a family that has been very dysfunctional and there's not a whole lot of support, definitely not consistent support. And, you know, like to just know that there are people out there, I feel like I'm going to cry.
That truly care.
Oh yeah. It just means an awful lot. And I know that like, technically we're just strangers, like you listening and me over here, but I do start to recognize your handles. And I do like, I mean, I mean, Diana, who is my all-time best friend, started out by being a jewelry, like she bought my jewelry and now she's my all-time best friend. Like she wasn't necessarily, I don't know that she was like the biggest fan or anything, but she like was connected.
She offered to fill in as a role to help edit the podcast back in the day. But
So I'm very, very thankful for you. Like just so thankful for you because that has been the one consistent support that I've had is just this beautiful community of girlfriends. And I will just forever be thankful for you. So anyways, Florida girl, 1116 said rainbow babies.
Why not?
Was it 411?
Why not 1116?
Okay. 1116.
1116.
Because I didn't want to say 111.
I wonder where she is in Florida.
1116. I feel like that might be like...
Or 1116, I would have said, but we're going down a weird road. Sorry. This one says rainbow babies. Jamie, I wanted to start out by saying congratulations on the pregnancy. I too have been trying to conceive for 3+ years. I went through laparoscopic surgery to try to get pregnant. My OB sent me to the fertility specialist and my husband and I both started the beginning steps. We were about to start the IVF, but we're having a hard time coming up with the funds. My family went on vacation the third week of January and I was already late on my cycle. I thought it was just another abnormal cycle and decided to take a pregnancy test. Surprise, I am also pregnant.
Yay.
I am due in August. I also have parents that struggled with addiction and can relate to your story in so many ways. Your podcast is so easy to relate to and can't wait to hear it every week. This is by far my favorite podcast.
Thank you so much, Florida girl.
And sorry for missing last week.
Yeah, we took a break last week because I was sick as a dog last week.
Yeah, you've been having a lot of symptoms.
Oh, like I have never been this sick so fast. But I mean, I guess technically... You know, it's not, but I was sick as a dog last week. So thank you.
That's what I kind of wanted to talk about was all the fun facts that we've learned about twins now.
Oh yeah. We have been like having a lot of fun figuring out like, are these fraternal? Yes. Are they identical?
And then towards the end, we also want to just recap the latest Married at First Sight. There's not much to go on, but there is some opinions that we have up to date. Cause now it's pretty much decision day, but now I want to, Jamie hasn't seen this one yet.
I know. So what are you doing over there?
So physical symptoms when carrying twins. Here we go. Your belly is growing large and it's very large. So it'll say that you'll feel kicks and movements earlier with twins, which is normal.
That's exciting.
Yeah. You don't really need an exact measurement. If you notice a slight bump well before 12 weeks, it could be because you have an extra womb. Tenant. So this is if you haven't found out you had twins yet. But so for some of the symptoms, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, fatigue, and not just tired, like really, really tired.
That is definitely me. I have never been one to nap. I just can't really nap unless my thyroid is out of whack. I have hypothyroidism. So if it's like, if I don't have the right medication, then I could sleep 24/7 and be fine with it. But man, like my thyroid isn't, I mean, I've been really on top of, cause that's another thing that can cause early loss is if you don't have your thyroid not out of, you know, like as long as
maintained.
You're, yes, exactly. And so like having your labs within normal limits. So I've been trying really hard to stay on top of that because I don't want anything to happen to these precious babies. So anyways, but yeah, I mean, I have been so tired and so like sick, like
what
nauseous.
Cravings have you had the most so far?
I don't really have cravings. I just have aversions. Like I can't eat. Like, I mean, you are making me eggs in a hole, which we talked about on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you ate eggs in a hole.
I can't eat those anymore.
Three or four times a week.
I'll throw up if I even think about it. And now like last night, Tug made eggs and hash browns and broccoli for dinner.
It was cheesy scrambled eggs, hash browns and broccoli.
Yeah.
With garlic and lemon. And salt.
Yeah, no, I mean, typically I would love that. Like,
it was one of my favorite dinners we've had in a while.
Typically I would love that, but last night I ate a hash brown and was like, I could throw up, so I'm just going to stop eating.
And then you woke up at 6 in the morning to have a PBJ.
Yeah, I did. And I didn't have it on a gluten-free bread either. It's like I crave
starch.
Yeah. And
or carbs.
Yeah.
You've been really into carbs lately.
Yes, very into carbs. And
but would I'm, you say that you're extra nauseous?
I am absolutely extra nauseous.
Like more nauseous than you remember with Hendrix or Henley?
Yes, definitely. But honestly, every symptom and sign, it just makes me so happy. Like my breasts, this is probably TMI, but they're like so big already. Like this, mm-hmm. they didn't really grow until I feel like the second trimester with Henley and Hendrix. And that was like my first sign. Like my first sign was like all of a sudden my breasts were getting bigger. And I was like, and
they're heavy now too.
Yeah, they're like heavy. And I'm like,
it's like a full handful.
Yeah. And this is also TMI, but I had a dream last night. I didn't tell you this, Doug, but I had a dream last night that I was like nursing Hendrix and they were like literally like cartoon character nipples that were like protruding out and like flabbing. Like, I mean, they were like really, it was just something. So talking about the twins and what now I'm just dying to know. So my dream has always been to be, you know, to have a twin, like twin pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And so I've always wanted identical twin girls. I don't know why. I've just always wanted that. Like, they're just adorable, aren't they? Like, they're just identical with their little tutus.
That would be fun.
It would be so fun. And so I just always, I have a friend from high school days and she had identical twin girls and they're just the cutest. And then she dresses up like a triplet with them. And
so identical twins are two eggs. No, they're one, one egg that gets fertilized with two babies in it.
Right. So I,
so wait.
So
The sperm doesn't split. It's not two sperm going into one egg.
So it's never two sperm that goes into one egg because that would be an unviable pregnancy. It's too much DNA, too many chromosomes.
Oh.
But so an identical.
So one super sperm creates two.
Yeah. So basically one sperm fertilizes one egg.
At 41, I'm kind of happy about that.
But we don't know if they're identical. They could be fraternal. And it's far more likely that they are fraternal, being that like my age and like fraternal are more, I think, definitely more common than identical. So to break it down. So
there's
like
monozygote.
Zygotic.
Zygotic. What was the other one?
And dizygotic.
Dizygotic.
And so the thing is, so for identical, they could. So at first, because I saw two sacs, I was like, I just was like instantly like fraternal. But actually you can have two sacs with identical twins. And so not to like go too like deep into like the science behind it, but essentially there's all sorts of different identical twins. There could be mono, like one placenta, one amniotic sac, which is the most dangerous and you just don't want that. We don't have to worry about that because we definitely already saw two sacs.
We saw two sacs, yeah.
And so then there could be like two sacs with one placenta. Don't really want that either. You want them each to have their own placenta. And so of course that's another option that you could have. So they could definitely still be identical. Like, and I'm like, how do they figure that out? Like, I obviously, if there's one placenta, then they're identical.
Yeah, they could probably see it.
But if there's two placentas and two different sacs, how do they know if they're fraternal or identical?
How does that
identical?
Fit in you? How?
Yeah, I
like
know.
I saw the placenta with Hendrix.
I know, it's a big placenta.
Like, that's a big placenta.
Yeah.
That came out, and I was just like, how on earth?
Yeah, I'm really praying for two placentas, no matter what.
Because just in case one's a little greedy.
Exactly. Like, I want to make sure that both the babies are getting all the food that they need and all that jazz, even though that requires even more work for me because I have to grow a whole other organ. So you're growing two humans and two organs. Ugh, yeah,
Now I'm confused. So if it's identical twins, like you can't have two sperm that do two eggs.
Right.
So if the egg gets fertilized, it can split into two.
Yeah, and it can split at multiple different stages too.
Now that would be two sacs then, right? Or no?
It could be. So if it splits, and now you're testing my knowledge here, but
I'm just curious how, like, if there's two sacs, we know that they're not sharing a sac, but
If it splits early, they get two sacs. If it splits later, they're in the same sac.
Right. But either way, it has to split, right? Because
for twins. Yeah.
For twins.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not like you have two eggs that came down and two sperm.
Well, that would be fraternal.
So that is a possibility.
That is a possibility. Yes.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
And that's why fraternal are more common nowadays because women are taking Clomid, which is a fertility medication.
Which is crazy because of all the diagnosis that you had, a blocked fallopian tube,
I know.
A low egg count, a low
normal.
Or low normal.
Keep egg that count. Normal in there.
But like,
yeah, no,
the odds were so stacked against this it's happening.
It's definitely a God thing, I think. And it's definitely increasing my own faith because I'm like, you know, I don't like question if God is there. I mean, there's no doubt that we all come from somewhere. I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind about that. But I don't know. Like, sometimes it's just all too much for my brain to comprehend that there's truly a God out there. And I mean, but of course there is, like, you know, like, where do we all come from? But then I'm like, but wow, that's like a lot to think about. Like, there's truly a God out there. And I don't know, but it's just definitely increasing my faith. And I feel like I had better faith when I was a kid, to be very honest. I had way better faith. Like, I was just stronger and I didn't doubt things.
I mean, well, you also didn't have many higher power, father, mother figures that were,
yeah, and I really,
you know, authorities in your life. And, you know, I mean, it's,
I really looked kinda at God sense. As my father when I was a kid, because yeah, I didn't have sense. A father and I wanted a father. And I really like tried to serve him and ask him to like let his will be done in my life and use me. Like I would pray, like, use me for your glory and all these things. And then Jessica coming over saying that she has a word from God for me, I was like, whoa, that's a little intense. Like, I'm like, whoa. and you know, and like anybody, any Joe Schmo could say that, but like, you know, so I didn't really know. I mean, we're new friends too. And so I don't know her too well, but she doesn't seem like a crazy person. She's very like put together and I don't know, she just seems great. And so I certainly took her seriously, obviously. And I read this book that she lent me, Supernatural Childbirth. And then now that I'm pregnant, like after that, without even, like, it's just wild. I just can't even like wrap my brain around it still.
It's more than a coincidence.
Yeah. It's just incredible. Yeah. So needless to say, we have our very first, at the time that we're recording this, we haven't had our first doctor's appointment yet, but by the time you listen to it, we'll have it just had our first doctor's appointment. So sitting here now, we're very nervous for our very first doctor's appointment. But if you're curious about it and you're listening to this, it should be out on YouTube. Like while you're listening to it.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the brand new, like right as it comes out kind of thing.
And hopefully we can hear the heartbeats. And
yeah, that's
like
the
that.
Biggest thing. And then Bree was saying
that's crazy, heartbeats.
Yeah. And Bree was saying that I have like water. That's the thing about these ultrasound technicians is they aren't doctors. They're not legally able to like diagnose you or anything of that nature, but they
how
do
does
it.
She know it's water though? I mean, or is it just a sack of fluid?
Sack of fluid. Well, I guess I said water, but she said fluid. I mean, yeah. It's just fluid in my
which
stomach.
Could be a infection.
Yeah. She's mentioned twice now that I should really get that looked at. And so.
Because it seems like it's directly above the eggs.
I know it's above the uterus, but yeah.
But like whenever we did the ultrasound part, it was always above them.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I like Googled it immediately. I'm like, this isn't cancer or anything. Is it like, what is this? But she was concerned about that. So I'm excited to just talk to the doctor about that and
let them see.
Yeah. Like just find out what does this fluid mean in my stomach and maybe it's nothing, but maybe, I don't know. TMI.
So please continue your prayers.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for your prayers and you know, oh God, thank you so much for them. I can't even begin to tell you thank you enough because like I said, at the top of this is that, you know, I don't, to be very honest, like our family doesn't even really reach out to be like, hey, how's it going? I think everyone's just busy in their
it's
lives.
It's like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
we're in a different state.
Yeah. And like it's just,
yeah.
So, which is not for nothing, but why we moved here. We decided to move someplace that we really, really loved because we really didn't have that support and community.
No.
You know,
to like get up and go and be active in your community and, you know, be part of a community. And
yeah, we really never had that before. And so we're really thankful for the community we have here, but also extra thankful for you because in a lot of ways, like, and it's odd for me because, you know, we don't get to see each other very often, but, or ever, I guess, but I feel like
I do
have this
family.
We do
meet a lot of you out there though.
Yeah, we do. And we love it when you stop and say hello and we'll get a picture with you. But yeah, in a lot of ways I feel like you really are like part of my extended family. And I mean, sometimes strangers on the internet reach out to say hello to me more than my own family. So it's just nice to have you in our lives.
So predictions.
Yes.
Okay. When we asked Henley, what do you think the gender is? This is before she knew there were twins. She said twin girls.
Yeah, she's been saying twin girls
for so long.
Although last night she changed it. She said twin girls. And then she said, well, maybe a boy and a girl. And I was like, wait a minute.
I'm feeling a boy and a girl, but my mind keeps going to two girls. And maybe because Henley initially said that.
I have always wanted two girls, obviously like identical girls.
That's going to be a lot of daddy-daughter dances.
Yeah, that sure is. And how are you going to dance
with both
of them?
I get two dates, though.
Yeah.
In one shot. That's pretty awesome.
P-I-M-P over there.
That is awesome.
I hope for two girls, but I don't know why, but I feel like, well, my mom, I'll tell you why, because my mom, I talked to her and she told me that she thinks that I'm going to have three more kids and that...
Your mom said
yeah,
that?
So she,
seven kids total?
No. So she...
I was going to say,
including
I'm out.
The twins.
I am out. Nope.
No, she said that she thinks that I was going to have... This was before I even got pregnant. She thought I was going to have a set of twins and one more, or it would be one more and then a set of twins. And she wasn't sure how it was going to go. And she said that she thinks it's a boy girl. So anyways, so that makes me feel like some people in my family are kind of like connected like that and just tend to predict these things. Like it's kind of wild, but
I feel like you're all gypsies. You're like a traveling gypsy.
Well, I'm not I don't predict the future ever. I feel like, do
well,
I
you manifest the future?
I pray for the future and I guess manifest it and make it happen. But I don't predict it. Like I'm not like,
that's true.
This is going to happen. Let me tell you, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Well,
like, that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah. That's what you said about marrying somebody on TV.
Well, that actually, I had a feeling though. It wasn't like I was like, this is going to happen. So anyways, we got to talk about Married at First Sight. Speaking of that.
And so, we'll end on this because decision day is less than a week away. And there was a couple notable things. So hold that thought right there. I do want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Nutrafol. Now, I talk about hair thinning all the time and how I am taking approaches to help regrow my hair. But we're not going to talk about men's hair. We're going to talk about women's hair. In fact, one in two women will experience some form of hair thinning or shedding during their lifetime. This happened with Jamie during pregnancy and after pregnancy, where she went through, all of a sudden she started noticing her hairline going back and her hair thinning. Now, she took Nutrafol. Now, there's a lot of different root causes for hair thinning. So there's really not a one size fits all that cuts it. But that's where Nutrafol comes in. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets the underlying root causes, stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair. Even after menopause, if you're noticing that you're shedding a little bit, Nutrafol is going to target those areas. In fact, it's the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And this is physician formulated with drug-free ingredients. The supplements support healthy growth within by targeting the root causes of the thinning. Like I mentioned, stress, hormones, environment. And Jamie loves Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement. You can actually go to their website, take their wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com, and a personalized health plan will be formulated for you with specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering you $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HMCP. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Use the promo code HMCP. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code HMCP. Okay, let's get back to it. I've been saying that Michael and Chloe, that Michael's not into her.
Yeah.
But it turns out that they've been doing everything except for sex.
Which I don't get.
Like she's
sleeping naked all the time.
Sleeping naked, has her own toys that she keeps by her bedside. And I just didn't see any sexual chemistry between them.
I think,
but
everyone,
apparently at night, like, they are getting hot and heavy, but they haven't sex yet.
Like, that is very shocking. And, yeah, you know, I shouldn't be shocked if they haven't had sex yet. I mean, we did the same thing.
Well, but here's the thing. And here's where I always look for, because anytime that we were next to each other, I believe, and I could be wrong, but anytime we had an expert over, we were always sitting next to each other, and I always had my arm around you, or, yeah, we were always touching each other. They're not next to each other. Maybe it's a production thing. I have no idea. But it did give me a little bit of hope that they are doing
intimate.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know why it's hard to buy it. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's just hard. I don't know. Like, I want that for both of them. Like, yeah, like that'd be amazing. But when they talk about each other, you don't have that feeling that they're like giddy and, you know what I mean? I guess, yeah, they're not giddy in love. And so then it's like,
I don't think
they're trying to make it happen though. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think she's goofy enough for him. I think he wants someone silly and sexy, and, you know, maybe she's filling that sexy part for him. But I don't know. I don't see the silliness coming out. Like,
well, maybe he's not masculine enough for her.
Exactly.
I mean, because he's got a very feminine side.
That's something to watch.
But. Yeah. Well, we've been saying that forever. I think everybody is kind of like, we're all just kind of scratching our heads over Chloe and Michael.
And I want to end on Brennan and Emily, because this is what we've been talking about the whole time. But first, Austin and Becca, the absolute final straw in this relationship happened this episode when they were doing pottery and they're having a serious conversation. He doesn't like to be micromanaged, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I'm freezing. I'm going to grab your coat. And he goes, make sure you wash your hands before you put my coat on. Well, I just don't want it to get dirty. Final straw. They're done. They're out.
Well, why do you think that's totally the final straw? I mean, I feel like...
doesn't like her. He doesn't like her at all.
Yeah.
He doesn't like her at all. You, as anybody, a guy or a girl, if I tell you that I'm freezing, you know, like, yeah, and I grab your coat if you're not using it, like, you wouldn't have a problem. If you asked me for my shirt, like, I would give it to you.
Yeah, but
like,
if it was freezing,
it doesn't matter. Jackets can be washed.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, it's just so silly. Like, no, how important is your jacket? You won't give it to your wife. That makes no sense.
Yeah, that does.
They're just done. That's it. Out.
Yeah, he's definitely not into her. And
He's coasting along, trying to save face, he's just too nice of a person. He doesn't want to say anything relevant on camera because he doesn't want to hurt her. He's so aware of what goes out on TV, how it's going to affect them.
And
they're
all
worried about it. And Brennan is the same way.
The top of the worrying of that. Like, just the top. I constantly trying to micromanage and manipulate. And I love, love, love that Emily is finally like standing on her own two feet and speaking up after him. Like, she's not just letting him... She would just sit there so quiet in the beginning
of the
season.
And just give eye rolls, and she had the best facial expression.
Yeah, she did. I mean, she has no poker face, but you could tell what was going on in her head, and it was steaming, but she wouldn't stand up for herself or like talk back. And so it's just refreshing to see her actually kind of hold him accountable and put him in his place. Yeah. And
well, this broke the camel's back, the dinner that they had. And that's why I wanted to end with them, because the dinner started out like, okay, this couple may make it. Maybe this little trauma thing that happened, and it was even joked about, you know, it took me driving into a tree for us to be close together and everything. And then Brennan just took it and made a right-hand turn into just a fantasy world where I can't say that he makes up things, but for him to say that this girl is negative and all he asked the experts for was something positive, 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 is such gaslighting.
I mean, the girl's been so optimistic and she positive and forgiving.
The best answer ever I've heard on Married at First Sight was, he goes, you're just so negative. And she goes, I'm the most effing positive person ever.
Yeah, that really is the best answer.
Oh, but thank you, Emily, for challenging Brennan.
Yeah.
Finally. And bringing it out, because I feel like he's been also looking forward to the end of the experiment to just say, let's get this done with. And challenging him. You can see his, you almost saw smoke coming out of his ears.
Yeah.
Because of how frustrated he's getting for all of this stuff to start coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that he, and you find out later that he asked Cameron to go on a double date with him during the experiment.
Yeah.
Like, that is bonkers.
Well, I was on the Instagram page, you know, and I was just reading some of the comments, and they were saying that they feel like, and we'll just wrap with this because I don't really know, you know, I don't know these ladies personally, of course, but they were saying like, they feel like Claire has been, and it was just an interesting thought. Cause I was like, oh, it's just an interesting thought. So they were saying that they feel like Claire has been like a master manipulator and trying to like kind of poke holes in relationships with the women. And so she, you know, her relationship didn't work out and that was kind of clear. And so then she, like, they're like, oh, she's just looking for a girl gang. And so she's just poking holes in these relationships, but not for nothing. I feel like the holes that she is trying to poke are kind of valid. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
you know who she reminds me of, Claire, is the one girl from The Bachelor, Waddell.
Carly Waddell?
Yeah.
How?
Didn't she marry the penis doctor?
Yes.
Or had a kid with him?
They were on our podcast.
Well, no, because that, like, this is the only couple episodes I've ever watched of The Bachelor, but she was that person behind the scenes that was talking to whoever The Bachelor was, saying, you know, this girl and this girl and this girl. Like she was always, like, just, she started these little cliques, I felt like. And maybe I'm wrong, it was a while ago, but that's why I am so against the couples getting together and doing these couple retreats.
Because inevitably you compare yourself. And
exactly.
There's no good that comes from comparison.
One person that has a bad experience is going to constantly bring that up. And then,
which is another reason why I don't understand how they keep putting like Orion and Lauren with the couples. And it's like even at like a wedding, and it's like, these ones are not together. Like, that doesn't seem very optimistic for the ones who are saying I do right now, you know?
Well, I just think that, you know, red flags for somebody, and, you know, if they start talking about red flags, you know, it's almost like giving other couples red flags to look out for. Like, oh, this red flag means that. You know, just have your own
honestly, I gotta say that if I had known the other couples and like had been around them. I mean, I did know Courtney from my season and we would text and I knew that they were doing well, but you're so busy when you're filming, like you really are. And so you don't even really have time to talk to anyone other than producers, your husband and whoever you're meeting with that day.
Yeah.
And so I never really talked to her much, thank God, because their relationship was like cloud nine, flying high. And if I would have compared our relationship to them, I would have been like, oh, we're definitely not meant to be. Like, I would have for sure thought we weren't meant to be, because like they, we just weren't there. Like, we were just slowly building a foundation in like trust and respect and all that jazz. And so if I would have seen like a couple that was just like intimate, like super duper intimate immediately, I would have been like, oh, clearly we're not going to work out. Like, this isn't working for us.
Yeah.
So I think it's great TV to be able to see them all together.
You run the risk though. This is the risk that you run. And you know, if you have a couple like Claire, Cameron, like Orion and Lauren, you know, when you get them together in their girl groups or guy groups, that is just a breeding ground for gossip. And that's the risk that you run when that happens. And, you know, but it also shows that none of the relationships this year are strong enough at all. None of them.
So you think no one's going to stay
married? I don't think anybody stays married. I thought,
I think maybe Chloe and Michael, because they're trying. They're legit trying. Maybe they don't have that instant chemistry, but they're actually trying. And that's really all.
Yeah.
I mean, we had chemistry though, but that's really all you, I mean, that's the biggest thing. And the thing is like,
I just don't know them enough. Like, I've only seen,
I know they're new,
you know, they're kind of new. Like, you haven't seen any conflict. You haven't seen,
which is why I think that they could work out. I mean, they're genuinely trying.
I don't know. I don't see it.
And just because they're not like hot and heavy doesn't mean that, just because they're not exactly 100% each other's types either. Neither were we.
No, I know, but that's the goal of Married at First Sight. You get there and you're just like, well, what I thought was my type of it clearly isn't working.
And honestly, I feel like Becca, I mean, if she says yes, I feel like he might say yes, because I feel like he's just been
I can't imagine after this episode that she's, you know, maybe it's her. I don't know. Maybe it's like a two-way street, but you know, whatever she shows on camera is trying and being mature and trying, and who knows what's happening behind the scenes, but it's just, yeah.
I'm curious what you think. Like, are you watching Married at First Sight this season? And do you think anyone stays together? We do have, I mean, of course you could leave a 5-star review. We love to see those and we read every single one of them, but we have a Hot Marriage, Cool Parents, Instagram page. And we use that for YouTube, which is Hanging with the Hainers, but we also use it to connect with you listening to the podcast. And so
I want to hear your predictions.
I really do want to hear your predictions outside. Like, I want to see outside of like the Married at First Sight page.
So you're
like,
saying two couples will stay together.
I'm saying maybe one and a half. I'm saying one and a half.
I am saying it now. Well, you make me think about Michael and Chloe because they are trying. They are trying. They're both people pleasers.
They're very mature.
And I think that they might want to see what life is like after cameras.
And I hope that they do, because just because they're not like smitten with each other now, well, that's like kind of an odd,
and it's not staying together because of the cameras decision day. It's staying together
to really give it a shot,
to give it a shot without cameras,
because the cameras and like production and all that, it's literally like a full-time job. Yes. That's like you're working 60 hours a week on top of
your regular
whatever job you have. Yeah. Also, but it's a lot.
I'm saying half. Half of one. Yeah. Couples will stay together.
Okay.
There's a maybe. It's a maybe for Chloe and Michael now.
Yeah.
But anyway,
they're intimate.
We love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for everything.
We can't wait to update you next week. And please keep praying for heartbeats and
healthy heartbeats that stay.
And we will pray for you. And we love you.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good week.
Goodbye.